Okay, morning. I just wanted to go over a little bit of Tafresh Lamed Hey, just to, I don't think it was 100% clear. The case of where you went ahead in the last part of it, where you built a Chalal Tefach, the case is, to be clear, is that when you made the Godish, then when you made it, you made a hollow section at the bottom of tefach, agabei tefach, of zayin tefachim. It's like a sort of a rectangle dug out at the bottom, so that even though, you know, even though that's not a shir sukkah, that's not shaykh to go underneath it, but you created, you made it the schach on top, all the hay or whatever on top, into made for sale, and it's not, it wouldn't be tasvin elo mina osui. Just read it over. If you made a hollow down at the bottom, tefach al tefach by shiv by sheva by sheva, you know, tefach high by, sorry, not tefach by tefach, tefach high by shiva al shiva. And then v'chatat ba'achar kaf v'shlimila. So afterwards, you dug out to 10 tefachim high k'sheira. Shari nasis chach shel letzel. Because then you made the top of the haystack in for tzel. If you made this hollow, if it was a much larger, you made this hollow area of a tefach by 7 L7. Then you dug the whole thing out, made a giant, a nice giant sukkah. Also, you can't machshir the whole gadish for this small area that you put originally. And if you had your chakak over here with your pile, and you dug on both sides out dalet amos, and you built it up, whatever it is, then af hashiva psula, even the shiva is pasul. The schach pasul pasul minatzah ba'arba amos. If you went ahead and you, because what's outside the that section is it, you can't use, is not, that schach there is not schach that wasn't made for sale, it was haystack. So therefore, that's all. So then you have dalit al dalit. You have dalit amos this way, dalit amos that way, and then, well, you won't even machshir the middle one, because. 1 second, right? Because we don't since Tzchach is possible with dalet amos on the side. So if it's less than dalet amos, we'd say dofen akuma. So that would be okay. So if you go ahead and you have that small area and you put less, so then you'd say, well, the dofen of the gadish, the dugout part, that's gonna be dofen akuma, and it connects to the small kosher area, and then it's fine. But if it's more than dalet amos, so the walls, the dugout part, the walls, there's no shaychus to the middle part. So therefore this area doesn't have any walls. So even that's puzzle. Agav ein lasus haschach kodem shiyased fanos. Don't put up the schach before you put up the walls. You also tefach samach l'schach. If you went ahead and you made a little strip of tefach, like the case of Godesh, you made a tefach first. You put a little tefach. You're allowed to go ahead and put the schach there, because now you made the wall first, and then you have the schach, and that would be enough to make it to rechitzus, and then the schach, even though the ardos were machshir, the bach and others, but Achopanim, Mishabura says that most Achronim are noted to say that it is kosher if it is possible if you go ahead and you put the schach before the before the wall, before you put the walls. Shulchan's also makel. So we had before, if you did that, so it's better if you lift all the schach up. If you realize you didn't and everything like that, so then you can eat it and you won't make a bracha. Tafesh lam vav. Sukha yeshana, right? It's always interesting to see, you come Hanukkah time, how many sukkahs are still up on the here in Eretz Yisrael on the, or even in the backyards and people's houses. On Pesach time, there was someone had a sukkah up to make a minyan, whatever. Sukha yeshana hayne she'asah kodem she'ikansu shloshe yom lifnei hachag. It was made more than 30 days before sukkahs. Kshera. As long as you do something to mechadish it for the shame the chag, which is it's a chachila, it's a mitzvah to do that. Mafilu b'tefach al tefach sagi. Even if you went ahead and you just did tefach al tefach of the schach, whatever, just do a little corner. That's fine. If you want to do a chiddush, on the whole, pick up the schach and the whole thing. Saga feel cold to who? You just need to pick up one branch and you're fine. You must sell the shem achag. If you made it the shem sukkah is a feel mitchilas hashana ksheir below chiddush. Even if you made it from the beginning of the year. It's fine. However, Shabbat points out the case I said about the sukkah, which you leave it up from year to year. Once sukkah passes, you can't say that the mitzvah passes. So you have to mechadish it. Even if you built the sukkah day after your Simchas Torah, whatever, that would be fine. Because once sukkah passes, it's mevatel the mitzvah, and you have to restart. Then you have to do a new mitzvah. You can't just have kavanah for the rest of your life to keep a sukkah there. Beis yaitzer klicheres sheyesh lo shtei sukkos zulafim izur. You have a pottery maker who sets up two little huts. One sukkah is where he sells his wares, and one sukkah is where he makes it. And they sell it outside. The inside hut, the inside sukkah is not the sukkah. And that's where he works the whole year. So that's not called for sukkahs. The outside hut is fine because he doesn't, dira here doesn't mean he sleeps there necessarily, but that's his workshop, so he's there all the time. But the outside one is just that's not where he is most of the time. He's just so a customer comes, he goes out there. So then that's nicker that it's for that if he stays in there, puts his bed in there and his table. So that's nicker that it's for the shame sukkahs. Tafresh lamed zayin in sukkah she'ula gzula. This is an interesting case over here. Mishal asa sukkah. Let's say someone didn't make a sukkah. Be'im mishal rig be'im b'meizid. He didn't have time, or b'meizid. He just didn't feel like it, or he didn't have a place to do it, or whatever the case is. On those, my relative or whatever, who they lived in a condominium complex, and they didn't allow them to build a sukkah on the premises. So at least the first night where they were high, if they went to people, and other times whatever they did. But achupanim, so osa sukkah b'chol shamoi. So we're gonna get into sukkah she'ula and gzula. But first of all, someone who didn't make a sukkah because he didn't have time, or he just decided he didn't want to, and then he decided to make a sukkah. Osa b'chol shamoi tefilu b'sof yom ha'shvi. He's allowed to go ahead and build a sukkah on Chol Hamoed, even if it's Yom HaShvi, because you're allowed to build. Are those b'chein yochel lasis b'sukkah zil yeshiv b'acheres? Building a sukkah on Chol Hamoed, I think it was discussed in Hilchos Chol Hamoed that it is there is davar aved, even if you have another sukkah, it's still some of the Ava, you're allowed to build it. Yesh Omrim, you shouldn't build them a Maisa Uman, but you should build them a Maisa Hedja, meaning, hey, most sukkahs are Maisa Hedja. Sukkah is a Maisa Uman that you do like a, you know, proper thing, whatever. It's not so common. Most sukkahs, you take some nails, nail it in, some screws, this, whatever. Or you set up one of the prefabricated sukkahs or whatever it is. So that is the Chorah Maisa Uman anyway. And that would be mutter. So too, obviously, if the sukkah falls down, which happens sometimes in a storm, whatever, it can fall down. It's also mutter to put it back up. You are allowed that you don't need a sukkah to shivas yamim. And even though the sukkah is teshu shivas yamim, there's no din of how you need a sukkah. You need to have this sukkah lishma for shivas yamim. It just means you have to eat in the sukkah. When you want to eat, when you eat a suda, you have to eat in the sukkah during these 7 days. If it doesn't make a difference which sukkah you even the first day you eat here, it doesn't make a difference. Beis yaitzim b'sukkah she'ula. No, even though it says the lashon l'cha, but we don't. But I also think it also says. It also says the lashon lecha, but we don't darshan that because the pasuk says kol ezvach b'Yisrael yeshu b'sukkos. The pasuk says any ezvach b'Yisrael can sit b'sukkos. So therefore we don't say it's all din lecha. Even though I think it does say the Zion. He quotes Right, so it's not coming lafuke sheula, it's coming lafuke gzula. We'll get to that in a minute. But since the pasuk is called ezrach, and it shows that everyone's allowed to send anyone sukkah. So we're not the lacha is only memai gzula. Chen yoytze mishal shutves. If two people build a sukkah together, that's also fine, and there's no problem. Or if a building builds one big sukkah together, whatever it is, that's fine. Gimel, sukkah gzula kshera. So sukkah gzula is kshera. We just said the pasuk says l'cha lamuda gzula. So what are we talking about? If the sukkah gzula is kshera, we're talking about a case of where you build a sukkah on a car, you built a sukkah on a boat, on the back of a pickup truck, or whatever. Anything you have a Chabad mobile, whatever, with a sukkah in it, and then you come and steal the car, right? And then you want to go ahead and use that sukkah. Then you're not yoytze because that's a sukkah gzula. However, if ketzad, so one is a kshera, takaf al chaveiro, v'otzio misukaso gazo yeshuv ba. Yotza, right? The guy sitting in the sukkah, you burst in and say that, I need to be yotza in the sukkah right now. Pick the guy up, shove him outside the sukkah, lock up the door, and enjoy your meal. That is kosher. She'ena karka nigzeles, because karka is not nigzeles. It's a general klal that we have in the Choshen Mishpat, in the dinim of zenene v'zelo chaser. Or that a person, if I stay in someone's house without rishus, so it's a din of zenen v'zel l'chaser. If it's a hotel, you're gonna have to pay. But if it's someone's house, it's usually rent out. So then it's considered zenen v'zel l'chaser. You don't have to pay. So the Ramal even said, if you go ahead and you walk into a guy's house and you throw it out of the house and you lock it up. Now, obviously, you're not allowed to do that with chachila, but a person did that, so then he wouldn't have to pay because karka ain't an exelis, and also you wouldn't have to pay. So to buy a sukkah, so karka ain't an exelis. So even though you went into a sukkah, but you're not stealing the boards. You're just sitting on the ground where the sukkah is, so it will be kosher. But
it remains in the original owner's rishos.
Right.
You're just using it.
which is sukkah shu'ula, even shosh l'midas, but still, it won't pass your mitzvah. However, the place says and whatever, you can't make a bracha there because it's most you can't make a bracha on something which is done through an avera. And al kapanim you yoytze hagal miyul chachila leyeshiv adam sukkah chaver shlomidaitai. Let's say you don't go ahead and throw the guy out, but let's say you need a sukkah. You see a guy's sukkah over there, and he's not around, and it's, you know, front yard, or whatever. And you just go in and start eating. So that's a lachar that would be okay, but lachachila you shouldn't. Kol shekein daita legazla, you want to go ahead and I'm taking the sukkah. V'chein lo yase. You shouldn't just build a sukkah on your friend's property without asking rishos. Also, you should not build a sukkah on public property. However, b'di'evid you are yotze even if you, because karka in exelis, you are yotze if you go ahead and you build it on someone else's property. Sharabim, we'll talk about in a second. V'chein lo yikatzetznu Yisrael haschach ve'atzvam eloikdu l'samei ovdei chayim. You shouldn't go to the public park and start cutting down the palm branches or things like that, trees. The chol gezel, and you should buy from a goy, chol gezel eno yisim imenu sukkah l'chachila. Any gezel, you can't make a sukkah out of it l'chachila. So let's go over a few of these points over here. So first of all, they do say that there is a general din that nicha, like the person wants to borrow tefillin or a talis, things like that, is nichale, but usually it's nichale v'adam l'mitzvah. So therefore, generally, okay, the Aruch Shulchan says over there that obviously the guy wants to borrow tefillin, but the guy's like a real. He hasn't showered in 2 weeks or whatever. Part of the talis, whatever it is, people can be makpid. You can't just assume that, oh no, it's okay. It sort of depends on the situation. If you know it's l'chachila, you shouldn't necessarily do it. If you know that it could be a kpeda. The issue here is l'chachila is because you burst into the sukkah. The guy's sitting there eating, like, with his family, like, hey, what are you doing here? It's private. Guy climbs in, the guy has a sukkah, he climbs into the guy's, balcony and then goes into his private sukkah. Who knows? It's also to do that, So if it's out in the front and it's in the yard somewhere, whatever, so then the whole, you're not going to the guy's private property, even still, they're eating the suda that you walk in. It's not because we don't want you walking into someone's private space. However, if he's not, they do say if he's not there, he's not there. You saw they went away on a Chol HaMoed trip, and you need a sukkah, and you're not going to climb into his backyard, whatever. Then the chur would be fine, because the chur might have kamina nichale, whatever. The person you have to want something to do a mitzvah. Case of Shel Rabim, so Magad Avram says that even though it's b'di'avid yatsa, but since you shouldn't do it, and the Rabim can't be Meichel. You can't go ahead and say the Rabim are Meichel, even if you say, well, Shus and Rabim, well, it's all here in Eretz Yisrael, it's all they're all Jews are Meichel, but Rabim doesn't mean only. People here means Rabbi means the whole world. Everyone in the world has the right to go ahead and use a public park. So therefore, unless you're dealing with apartheid or something, or I don't know, whatever, not here, but Al-Hopanim, used to be in South Africa or whatever, the exclusionary, whatever in the South. But Al-Hopanim, Shus or Rabbi means that everyone can go ahead and use it. So therefore, the Goyim are Michael. So therefore, you shouldn't make a bracha.
If a store owner extends his restaurant into the street and he puts a sukkah there.
Right, so that's. Right?
So I didn't steal it. I didn't do that. Can I make a bracha?
So that's the thing. According to the Magen Avraham, you wouldn't make me able to make a bracha. However, the Mishabura, many Achronim, are cholik on the Magen Avraham. Because first of all, there are many Acharonim Poskim who say that the spot just outside your house or just outside the restaurant, whatever, it's sort of understood that people are makpid if you build a sukkah there, unless of course the sukkah you block the whole sidewalk. The huge sukkah, you block the sidewalk. That's already, there's a different din. If someone goes ahead and blocks their harabim, you know, let's say someone goes ahead and nagid parks their car on the sidewalk. People can't get by, and you know, whatever. And let's say a person tries getting by and it's with a stroller and he scratches the car, he's potter, because this guy had overshot to park there. Really, if you get a bunch of big guys together and they pick up the car and move it, and put it whatever. So Achopani, sukkah. Who was in a sukkah? Even though yes, it's kosher. Or let's say the Mishabur the Birlecha brings that the Shilton. You see, they're makbe, but you see the fact that they don't come and tear the sukkah down by 7 days means they're meichel. But still, if you're blocking, if you do it in a way that you're blocking, or the chaser shutfim in an apartment building, you block a whole, you do it in a place where people are makpid, so then clearly makpid, so then you wouldn't be allowed to make a bracha in that case, even if you have a yodse. With a sukkah, which is, let's say, built blocking the sidewalk, it could be even technically you'd be allowed to knock it down if it blocks the whole sidewalk, because you can't block their harabim. But if it's in, a part of it, it's not lechora. There's enough to rely on that. Of course, you could sit there and you can eat. And chashish is not, people aren't, they're not makpid. You could probably, and you could make a bracha unless you chashish for the Magen Avraham. right. And then this is again another interesting point. The Council of Yisrael, haschach ba'atzman. Also, you shouldn't cut it from public property unless. There's a din, unless it can be said Rabbi Mar Moichel. However, unless there's a din of din of the Malchus Adina, that the law says that you can go ahead and you can cut, and then you're allowed to take tree branches and things from public property. It's okay. Then that would be okay. Just as a agav interesting point, this is not getting into politics, but just. For Yediv Ba'alma, since there is a machlokas where there's dina and the machus adina in Eretz Yisrael, meaning pirush, whether you have to, it's a machlokas of rishonim, whether it's nogeya to taxes and things, not to, for example, a person holds the dina and machus adina, doesn't mean he can drive on the wrong side of the road or anything like that. It's a machlokas of rishonim, I'm not getting into the machlokas, it's a machlokas of rishonim, which was nogeya even to the time of Achav and v'chule. But from here, it's yotzei a chumrah. Even though let's say it's a person's somech on that with only machos based David, whatever, only they have a din of a melech and other people don't. But it comes out a chumrah over here that even if since the rabbim aren't moichel, if you hold that it's odina mechus adina here, you wouldn't be allowed to cut, even though the law is, I can go ahead and cut from the park or whatever, you wouldn't be allowed to cut from the park because you hold there's no din of the mechusa here, so the mshala can't be moichel it, and therefore you go back to the din of Rishus HaRabin, you wouldn't be allowed to go ahead and cut branches and things or whatever. So it was an interesting cheshbon. I was thinking this through, that by regular in America, it's fine. Here, there's a machlokas, so it's something to think about.
You might believe that there's no din of the machlokas din at the national level, but there is at the
municipal. It's unclear about that. Again, it's a sugya. It's a sugya. Not getting into politics. It's nothing with politics. Whoever thinks it's done with politics, it's nothing to do with politics. It has to do with halacha. Again, safety laws. And laws for order and things, whatever, that's not where the machlokas is. The machlokas is more about, is in the Choshen Mishpat, about whether where it applies, even in America. And so it's a very, very specific discussion about paying certain types of taxes and things or whatever. But it's not about, but I'm saying, but if you hold Bikaron, there's no din of the machlokas, you go like the sheet holds, there's no din of the machlokas, so you would come up with a chumrah in this case. But whatever, that will save to get the Choshen Mishpat, the actual details. I will stop here. In the middle.
Okay.
Finish, you want to finish? I can.
In the middle.
Yeah, stop in the middle. Yeah.